And it is now 8:45, time for our wellness talk. And joining for the community wellness talk this morning, we have Carrie Johnson, who is the Search Community Wellness Supervisor and licensed athletic trainer. And you're going to talk to us about Movetober physical activity program. How are you doing this morning, Carrie?
I'm doing good.
Whoops, hold on. Sorry. Helps if I have you on. There you go.
I am doing good. I am still kind of waking up, but yes, doing great. And we are starting a program actually today. So it's the Movetober program that we are getting ready for the whole month of October. Is a fitness program that we are launching. And it's basically, the slogan is Stay Active, Be Seen, is trying to get people active in fall when it starts to get like our lovely day today, our nice rainy, cold day, to get outside and to be physically active. And we have a lot of fun swag stuff to offer. We have light up armbands and reflective zipper pulls and things like that in the clinics around Southeast. But the program, like I said, is going to be 4 weeks. It's for people to track their active minutes.
Nice.
And set goals. And then
always good to have a goal.
Always good to have a goal. And this Wednesday, we'll have a lunch and learn, is what we're kind of calling them. And they are going to be Zoom lunch and learns. Anyone can join. We'll post a link on our Facebook page and also on the website to go in and listen for a half hour, 12:15 to 12:45, every Wednesday for the month of October.
Okay.
And this first one, we'll talk about goals.
Right.
And goal setting and how to do that and how to make reachable, measurable goals.
That's, yeah, make it a goal, make it attainable.
Yes.
Make it enjoyable.
Like, I want to walk for 30 minutes a day or something along those lines. And then the following weeks, we'll have guest speakers there, from nurses to behavioral health clinicians to physical therapy and dietitians, talking about healthy foods, injury prevention, how to deal with seasonal affective disorder, and cancer prevention, different type of ideas. So
nice.
Lots of things happening.
Boy, sounds like it.
Yeah.
So this is a program Search put together regionally?
Yes, it's regionally. Okay. It's all through Southeast. We try to promote it all over. And again, like I said, anyone can join.
Right. Is this a new thing?
They've done it last year. It was
okay.
The first year.
All right.
Is the second annual year for Movetober.
Nice.
And we try to put on, the community wellness program tries to put on a couple physical activity programs a year, just to try to help get people motivated. We also will have one in February, kind of right at the end of winter time, and just promoting physical activity, healthy foods, and just trying to be a support system for people that might need that.
Yeah, it definitely can help to have someone helping you along, especially like I said, in the fall here, the weather starts turning, it's easy. I don't feel like going out. It's wet out there. That's what rain gear is for.
It is, yeah, rain gear and all sorts of fun things. And, you know, just and trying to get people to understand and maybe have different alternatives, like if they can't walk outside, now what can you do? And try to just talk people into good ways to get physical activity. Even if it's, you know, pulling up your garden and getting it ready for winter and being outside and those types of things.
Great.
So we're excited. I think it'll be a great start to the lovely fall weather.
Yeah. Yeah. Get people going. So it goes for 4 weeks. And then how do you sign up for it?
So they can go to online. They can register at search.org/Movetober. If you probably just go onto the Search website and search Movetober, you'll be able to find it. We also have the links up on our social media, out Facebook and Instagram, that you can go. And I'll be hanging up posters all throughout town also.
Nice.
And they'll have the QR code that you can just scan and register there. We provide a tracking form so people can track their own progress. You don't have to turn that in necessarily,
nice,
but you can track it.
Mm-hmm.
And then we are going to be drawing prizes each week. We are going to be drawing actually today for our early bird registers. I think last I looked, we already had like 220 people registered.
Wow, that's great.
So we're getting there.
That's in Haines?
That is all over Southeast.
All over Southeast,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, not but just still, Haines. That would be amazing. But, and then our goal as a team is to try to get 450 participants.
Right.
That's our goal. And then we are, people can enter into a drawing to win a nice, really nice Grundy's reflective rain jacket.
Grundy's, that's a good, a good brand.
It is.
They make good stuff.
They
lasts forever.
Yes, that's the goal.
Right.
So to try to get people outfitted to be outside and be in the dark and be safe, though. That's
yeah.
the other thing.
Yep, that's key.
Making sure to be safe.
Yeah, the reflective jacket. Nice. And then, but then you said you're going to have drawings every week, huh?
Every week.
Keep people, dangle that carrot.
Yes. We're going to do one today for our early birds. And then we'll do them each week for people that turn in. We basically just have a short survey that people fill out each week saying, oh, I worked towards my goal, or I didn't do my goal, or this is what my, you know, my focus is going to be. And also kind of give us testimonials. And those people that fill out that tracker will be entered into another drawing.
And then I assume you're picking that on Wednesday when you do the education thing, or not necessarily?
Yeah, we'll probably pick it after that, because
right.
we'll get those Zoom people will be included into that too. So
right.
if you join the Zoom, we'll add your name to
nice.
That. So, and we do record all of the Zooms, so you can go back and look at those if you miss it for some reason.
Okay, great. And if they, let's see, can you join at any time during the month?
Anytime, yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, there's no... I mean, we want people to do the whole month, but they can definitely join anytime throughout the whole 4 weeks.
Right.
So, like I said, our goal is just to encourage people and be a support system. Try to send encouraging words each week to them and get them outside.
And kids, too.
And kids, too. Yeah.
Gotta keep those kids moving.
Gotta keep the kids moving. And, you know, I think eventually my goal for the community wellness department is try to have some of those physical activities happen in Haines. I have a lot of plans that I'm just trying to get my feet wet right now.
Uh-huh.
Walking groups, hiking groups, you know.
Right.
Camp, fitness camps, things like that,
mm-hmm.
that I think is going to be important to for people to stay active.
Yeah. Yeah. Groups help. You kind of. Answering to somebody, and it's just more fun too, doing things with other people often.
Mm-hmm. And yeah. that's what we found. And my first program was Heart Matters in February that I was a part of.
Uh-huh.
And we had great participation. And the one thing that I found is that people were really encouraged by the support and then just the education that they were getting by the guest speakers. So.
That's great.
We hope to just continue those types of programs.
Mm-hmm. Let's see here. And so the virtual education is every Wednesday, 12:15 to 12:45. That's nice. Just a short half hour.
Mm-hmm.
Easy enough to do during your lunch break. What else? We got a few minutes left. Let's see.
I'm trying to think. We will be sending, each week we'll be sending out emails with just ideas for goals and people's testimonials and encouragement and all those types of things. But if you have a question, you can definitely contact me at Search.
Mm-hmm.
My phone number is 766-6303, and you can call me there.
That's your office.
That's my office number.
Wellness supervisor.
Yep.
Yep.
But I think most people probably know how to find me one way or another. So, again, if you are interested, I have a lot of tracking forms, and I have again fun little like swag little gifts to hand you out. I brought some here with me today. So,
nice.
and again, just encouraging people to be outside, and that's. That's our first thing that we're doing this year, and then we are going to be doing that fall or the winter one, and then hopefully some extra activities through the winter.
When's the winter one happen?
February, month of February.
Okay.
We'll do the whole month of February.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right. And so they can register at search.org/movetober. Easy enough. And then they can reach you. Let's see. And then you've got to email kjohnson1@search.org. Nice. Has Amanda Roberts. Who's that?
Amanda Roberts is part of my team.
Okay.
For the community wellness. She's actually located in Sitka.
In Sitka, okay.
Yep, so she kind of will help with some of the communication with people that register.
Right, okay. So, yeah. But you're the local contact.
But I'm the local contact,
great,
yes.
Great, Gary. Nice. All right. Well, that sounds great. Get people moving.
Yes.
Movetober. Nice. All right. Well, great. Thanks for coming in this morning, Carrie.
Thank you.
Carrie Johnson, the Search Community Wellness Supervisor and licensed athletic trainer, talking about Search's Movetober Physical Activity Program. All right. Well, have a great day out there, Carrie.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. And Community Wellness Talk happens every other Monday morning. It goes back and forth.